Good morning, and welcome to Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. This is daily Bible readings from my 1560 edition of the Geneva Bible. Today's reading is from Exodus, chapters 25 through 27. We begin in prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word to us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain, let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. And we begin in Exodus chapter 25. Then the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they receive an offering of me, of every man whose heart giveth it freely, ye shall take the offering for me. And this is yet offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass, and blue silk, and purple and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and ram skins colored red, and the skins of badgers, and the wood shittim, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil, and for the perfume of sweet savor. Onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod, and in the breastplate. Also they shall make me a sanctuary, yet I may dwell among them. According to all that I show thee, even so shall ye make the form of the tabernacle, and the fashion of all the instruments thereof. They shall make also an ark of shittim wood, 2 cubits and a half long, and a cubit and a half broad, and a cubit and a half high. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold. Within and without shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make upon it a crown of gold round about. And thou shalt cast coverings of gold for it, and put them in the four corners thereof. That is, 2 rings shall be on ye one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side thereof. And thou shalt make bars of shittim wood, and cover them with gold. Then thou shalt put the bars in the rings by the sides of the ark, to bear ye ark with them. The bars shall be in the rings of the ark, that they shall not be taken away from it. So shalt thou put in the ark the testimony which I shall give thee. Also thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits and an half long, and a cubit and an half broad. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold, of work beaten out with the hammer, shalt thou make them at ye 2 ends of the mercy seat. And the 1 cherub shalt thou make at the 1 end, and the other cherub at ye other end. Of the master of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubims, on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubims shall stretch their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces one to another. To the mercy seat ward shall the faces of ye cherubims be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put ye testimony, which I will give thee. And there I will declare myself unto thee. And from above the mercy seat, between the 2 cherubims, which are upon the ark of the testimony, I will tell thee all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. Thou shalt also make a table of shittim wood, of 2 cubits long, and 1 cubit broad, and 1 cubit and a half high, and thou shalt cover it with pure gold, and make thereto a crown of gold round about. Thou shalt also make unto it a border of 4 fingers round about, and thou shalt make a golden crown round about the border thereof. After, thou shalt make for it 4 rings of gold, and shalt put the rings in ye 4 corners that are in the 4 feet thereof. Over against the border shall the rings be for places for bars to bear the table. And thou shalt make the bars of shittim wood, and shalt overlay them with gold, that ye table may be borne with them. Thou shalt make also dishes for it, and incense cups for it, and coverings for it, and goblets, wherewith it shall be covered, and of fine gold shalt thou make them. And thou shalt set upon the table showbread before me continually. Also thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. Of work beaten out with the hammer shall the candlestick be made, his shaft and his branches, his balls, his knops, and his floors. Flowers shall be of the same, rather. 6 branches also shall come out of the sides of it, 3 branches of the candlestick out of the one side of it, and 3 branches of the candlestick out of the other side of it. 3 bowls like unto almonds, 1 knop and 1 flower and 1 branch, and 3 bowls like almonds in the other branch, 1 knop and 1 flower. So throughout the 6 branches that come out of the candlestick. And in the shaft of ye candlestick shall be 4 bowls like unto almonds, his knops, and his flowers. And there shall be a knop under 2 branches made thereof, and a knop under 2 branches made thereof, and a knop under 2 branches made thereof, according to the 6 branches coming out of the candlestick. Their knops and their branches shall be thereof. All this shall be 1 beaten work of pure gold. And you shalt make the 7 lamps thereof, and ye lamps thereof shalt you put thereon, to give light toward that that is before it. Also the snuffers and the snuff dishes thereof shall be of pure gold. Of a talent of fine gold shalt thou make it, with all these instruments. Look therefore that thou make them after their fashion that was showed thee in the mountain. Exodus chapter 26. Afterward thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue silk, and purple, and scarlet. In them thou shalt make cherubims of broidered work. The length of 1 curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the breadth of 1 curtain 4 cubits. Every one of ye curtains shall have 1 measure. 5 curtains shall be coupled one to another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled one to another. And thou shalt make strings of blue silk upon the edge of the 1 curtain, which is in the self edge of the coupling. And likewise shalt you make in ye edge of ye other curtain in ye self edge, in ye second coupling. 50 strings shalt thou make in 1 curtain, and 50 strings shalt thou make in the edge of the curtain, which is in these second coupling. Ye strings shall be 1 right against another. Thou shalt make also 50 tashes of gold, and couple ye curtains one to another with the tashes. It shall be 1 tabernacle. Also you shalt make curtains of goat's hair, to be a covering upon the tabernacle. Thou shalt make them in the number of 11 curtains. The length of a curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the breadth of a curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains shall be of 1 measure. And thou shalt couple 5 curtains by themselves, and the 6 curtains by themselves. But thou shalt double the 6th curtain upon the forefront of the covering. And thou shalt make 50 strings in the edge of 1 curtain in the self edge of the coupling, and 50 strings in the edge of the other curtains in the second coupling. Likewise thou shalt make 50 tashes of brass, and fasten them on the strings, and shalt couple the covering together that it may be one. And the remnant that resteth in the curtains of the covering, even the half curtain that resteth, shall be left at the back side of the tabernacle, that the cubit on the one side and the cubit on the other side of that which is left in the length of the curtains of the covering may remain on either side of the tabernacle to cover it. Moreover, for that covering thou shalt make a covering of ram's skins dyed red, and a covering of badger's skins above. Also thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood to stand up. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half cubit the breadth of one board. Two tenons shall be in one board, set in order at the feet of the ladder, one against another. Thus shalt thou make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle, even 20 boards on the south side, even full south. And thou shalt make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenons, and 2 sockets for under another board for his 2 tenons. In like manner, on the other side of the tabernacle toward the north side shall be 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And on the side of the tabernacle, toward the west, shalt thou make 6 boards. Also 2 boards shalt thou make in the corners of the tabernacle in ye 2 sides. Also they shall be joined beneath, and likewise they shall be joined above to a ring. Thus shall it be for them too, they shall be for the 2 corners. So they shall be 8 boards, having sockets of silver, and 16 sockets, that is, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. Then thou shalt make 5 bars of shittim wood for the boards of one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, also 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle toward the west side. And the middle bar shall go through the midst of the boards from end to end. And thou shalt cover the boards with gold, and make their rings of gold for places for the bars, and thou shalt cover the bars with gold. So thou shalt reet up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof, which was showed thee in the mount. Moreover, thou shalt make a veil of blue silk, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. Thus shalt thou make of broidered work with cherubims. And thou shalt hang it upon 4 pillars of shittim wood, covered with gold, whose hooks shall be of gold, standing upon 4 sockets of silver. Afterward thou shalt hang the veil on the hooks, that thou mayest bring in thither, that is, within ye veil, the ark of the testimony, and the veil shall make you a separation between the holy place and the most holy place. Also thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. And thou shalt set the table without the veil, and the candlestick over against the table on ye south side of the tabernacle, and thou shalt set the table on the north side. Also thou shalt make an hanging for the door of the tabernacle of blue silk, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen wrought with needle. And thou shalt make for the hanging 5 pillars of shittim, and cover them with gold. Their heads shall be of gold, and thou shalt cast 5 sockets of brass for them. Exodus chapter 27. Moreover, thou shalt make ye altar of shittim wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, and the height thereof 3 cubits. And thou shalt make it horns in the 4 corners thereof. The horns shall be of itself, and thou shalt cover it with brass. Also thou shalt make his ashpans for his ashes and his basons, and his basins, and his flesh hooks, and his censers. Thou shalt make all the instruments therefore of brass. And thou shalt make unto it a grate like networks of brass. Upon that grate shalt thou make 4 brazen rings upon the 4 corners thereof. And thou shalt put it under the compass of the altar beneath, that the grate may be in the midst of the altar. Also thou shalt make bars for the altar, bars, I say, of shittim wood, and shalt cover them with brass. And the bars thereof shall be put in the rings, the which bars shall be upon the 2 sides of the altar to bear it. Thou shalt make ye altar hollow between the boards, as God showed thee in the mount, so shall they make it. Also thou shalt make the court of ye tabernacle in the south side, even full south. The court shall have curtains of fine twined linen, and of 100 cubits long for one side. And it shall have 20 pillars, with their 20 sockets of brass, in the heads of the pillars, and their fillets shall be silver. Likewise, on the north side in length, there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long, and the 20 pillars thereof, with their 20 sockets of brass, the heads of ye pillars, and the fillets shall be silver. And the breadth of the court on the west side shall have curtains of 50 cubits, with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. And the breadth of the court eastward, full east, shall have 50 cubits. Also hangings of 15 cubits shall be on the one side with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. Likewise on the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. And in the gate of the court shall be a veil of 20 cubits of blue silk and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen wrought with needle with the 4 pillars thereof and their 4 sockets. All the pillars of the court shall have fillets of silver round about, with their heavies of silver and their sockets of brass, with their heads of silver and their sockets of brass. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the breadth 50 at either end, and the height 5 cubits, and the hangings of fine twined linen and their sockets of brass. All the vessels of the tabernacle for all manner service thereof, and all the pins thereof, and all the pins of the court shall be brass. And thou shalt command the children of Israel, that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, that the lamps may always burn. In the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, shall Aaron and his sons dress them from evening to morning before the Lord, for a statute forever unto their generations, to be observed by the children of Israel. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. Thank you for joining me today. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. Please join me tomorrow for continued reading in the book of Exodus.